This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We make one of our listeners' festival dreams come true, sort of. There's another round of bangers, and you get Thursday's innuendo bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. This fancy football team thing that you created for me yesterday is going right off.
Yeah, Yas FC.
Yeah.
I do have to explain to you how fantasy football works. I still don't think you've got your head around how it's going to play out.
I don't understand why, like, hundreds of people are getting involved or how.
Yeah, well, so you now are managing a team. That's the best way to think of it.
Of fit players.
Yeah, it's all been decided around people that I thought you'd be interested in.
Not interested in, just I can appreciate good looks, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Same thing. So you've now got this team. They're ready to go. This weekend, they'll all be playing in their respective teams, the real teams, in football matches.
Quick, I'm losing interest.
Well, what I'm saying is you need to get more points than anyone else's team. Everyone else is going to have a different team to you.
Right.
You need to collect the most points depending on how well they perform this weekend in their actual games.
Reclaiming my time.
No, don't get bored of me talking Don't get bored of me talking football. This is the way that me and you can now talk about football because you've got a fantasy football team.
I think I understand it a bit more. And you want me to be excited about this,
I want you to be really excited. We've also set up a league and loads of people are joining. It's exciting.
Okay, well, thanks if you have joined. Is that right?
That's right.
So far. And I will get my head around it when it all starts to happen. I know I will.
Scott Mills.
Now, you may have heard about this documentary that Grimmy has done recently called Coming Out Uploaded. It's about the rise of coming out videos online. I would say Tom Daley's probably the most high-profile star to upload a video to reveal that he was gay in 2013. At the time, if you remember, he said he did it to kind of be in control of how the news got out. There are two American twins, Austin and Aaron Rhodes, who to this date have the most viewed coming out video of all time. 25 million people have watched the moment they announced to their dad in a phone call about their sexuality. And the documentary, it's well worth a listen. It's called Coming Out Uploaded. It's on BBC iPlayer. So if you get the BBC Radio iPlayer app on your phone for free, it's got that on there. And also you can listen live to Radio 1 on your phone when you're on the move, so you can take us with you. Another person who's done one of these videos is Riyad, who you might have seen on BBC Three. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Scott?
Good. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So tell us, if people haven't heard the documentary or seen your stuff on BBC Three, tell us what it was like for you.
Coming out.
Yeah.
It was mixed. You know, I came out to my mum a good 9 months before my dad, because my dad at the time was Muslim. He's from Iraq, and although he's an amazing man, you do think the culture over there might affect his reaction, and it's a complete unknown. So mom was great, and then for those 9 months, I just really didn't talk to him. It was like self-preservation. If I don't speak to him and I block him out, I'll be fine. Yeah. And then when I did come out to him, things sort of crumbled quite badly. But thankfully now, he's amazing. He's the best dad ever. He's super gay. He comes to Pride. He hangs out with drag queens. He's
no
in
way.
The oh, yeah. Like, he's more gay than I am.
Yeah, I saw him, because we've known each other a little bit, right? Mm. And I saw that people were going and having photos with your dad at Pride. Like,
that's
he's
brilliant.
Become almost known for...
Oh, yeah. We were in the parade here in London, and people were calling me over, Riyad, can I get a picture? And then when I get there, they say, actually, no, can I have your mom and dad?
Amazing.
And physically push me aside. I'm okay with that, you know? Like, they're pretty much celebrities at this stage.
Love.
Yeah. Did you do a video? Did you do a coming out video?
I did a weird one. So I had my YouTube channel for about 6 or 7 years, and I had a bit of a following, and I'd already come out, so it was too late for me to do a coming out video. But what I did do was, here's the story of my coming out with my parents and what they went through. And during that video, he dropped a bit of a bombshell, which was shocking to all of us. But I think it made people realise that you can go from a bad place to actually a really good place.
Okay. And what would you say to people? Because there'll be people listening now that aren't out yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they might want to do one of these videos. Some people, I know also that sometimes there's been a bit of a backlash about them as well from people saying, oh, it's just attention seeking.
Well, I was asked to do my video for a good 3 or 4 years, and I held off. The only reason I did it was because I thought if I orchestrate this in the right way, it could properly help people, and it could actually bring my family closer together, because now we had this cathartic video and we watch it back and we go, wow, look how far we've come. Mm. So I think mainly mine has been a positive thing for myself and other people. I think some people may go down that route for the wrong reasons, but I think overall, if you share your story and your story ends in a good place, then you're definitely going to help
people. I think for a lot of people, it's probably seeing those types of videos and then thinking, well, it's a good example of someone coming out. And if you're in a tricky position, it might just give you that extra boost to be able to do that, because well, you can see that other people have done it quite publicly.
I don't
but
know
it
if you went
really
through
it. Putting you out there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, it's a world wide web. I think 2.5 million people have seen my story. And I don't know about you, Scott, but before you come out, you have to sort of come out to yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that thing gay? Do I want to be that? Or do I have a choice even in the matter?
Yeah, and it also is fairly terrifying.
Yeah. We don't know how people are going to react.
Yeah.
And you think that once you come out, you have to act a certain way, you have to be a certain way, when really, you just be you.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
The two lads that did the video with the most views, why has that had so many views?
Well, their one was a pretty shocking, awkward, amazing moment to capture on camera. They came out to their father over the phone, and also their twins, and there's a lot of crying. It's just it's a heart-wrenching, I think 12 minutes or so.
It's really emotional.
Yeah, it's hard to watch, but at the same time, you can't not continue watching.
Yeah. So, also, you've got BBC One tonight, right?
Yeah, so I did a series on BBC Three called Queer Britain, 6 documentaries about all the struggles that the community here face, and that's been repeated on BBC One tonight and next Thursday, so very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you're
big
BBC
boy telly.
One, man. That's
Graham Norton and all.
Yeah. And remember the Radio 1 documentary coming out uploaded on BBC iPlayer. Get the app on your phone. You can listen to us whenever you want on the move. Okay, I'm going to play the script. You're going to stick around for Innuendo Bingo, right?
Yes, I can't wait.
Scott Mills.
And let's play Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Riyad's here. You might have seen it on BBC Three. He's on BBC One tonight. Hit the big time. Okay, I know you're so excited about playing this game.
Incredibly excited. Like, Chris, just go for it. Honestly, don't hold back.
Cheers,
I want
mate.
To be head to toe dripping.
Yes. Here
okay,
we go.
Let's do this. Right, get your waters, please. As much as you can put in those mouths of yours. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've really filled up there, Riyad, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris?
Yep, ready.
Okay, this is a game on. Let's start with our favourite clip from Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo from BBC Scotland, where presenter John Beattie is speaking to Javier Peña, who the TV series Narcos was based on. Might sound surprising, but here's what happened when he met the producers of the show for the very first time.
We got a phone call from Eric Newman, who's the creator and executive producer of Narcos, and honestly, the first time I spoke with him, I tried to blow him off.
First time they ever met him, did that. Wasn't interested. Wow.
Friendly.
I know, very friendly. Now we're going to back to earlier this week on BBC Solent. And Julian Clegg is seemingly running out of ideas for phone-in topics. Let's be honest, this was only going to end one way.
We're asking today, after yesterday's torrential rain, the wettest you ever got. Sarah in East Cow says, hi, Julian, I got soaked through to my underwear at an Elton John concert. The puddles were ankle deep.
Don't do that as a phone-in topic.
that's a great one.
You're asking for trouble. Thank you, Luke, for sending that one in. If you've got any clips for any other bingos, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I got soaked through to my underwear at an Elton John concert. The puddles were ankle deep.
Okay, good. Riyad, there's a no-hands rule. If it's going to come out of your mouth, it needs to go on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more water. We're staying in the south for news from BBC Cornwall this time. Now, the great news down there is that the Red Arrows have paid a visit. And they, the Red Arrows, those pilots really know how to please the locals.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was amazing. We weren't expecting them to come from behind, so we were all a little bit shocked.
You would be, wouldn't you, if the Red Arrows did that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you okay with
it? I'm fine.
Yeah, good. Enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've gone for the white T-shirt today, Riyad.
That wasn't on purpose.
It definitely was.
Don't pretend like you're not enjoying it, Chris. Come on.
Water, please. We're now going to Nadia's British food adventure from earlier in the week on BBC One. You know Nadia, she won Bake Off. Now, as we join Nadia, she's about to try something for the very first time. She seems very keen, but I wonder if someone should point out the potential danger here.
I love seafood, be it prawns, mussels, squid, but my all-time favourite is crab. and I've never been out on a boat to catch my own, and I reckon that if I'm going to catch crab, I'm catching them today.
Who's that last bit?
I'm catching them today.
If I'm going to catch crab, I'm catching them today.
Thanks, Nadia. Water, please. Lloyd sent that one in. A classic from ESPN Now, and this footballer has some news for anyone who's ever wondered what Joey Barton is really like.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
You did that on purpose. I got your back.
That was a big one.
That was a big spray there.
He's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Okay, good.
Good. At least you know what to expect.
That was totally accidental, sorry.
Ooh, sure. Now, we're going over to this week's episode of Holby City. And a shocking confession from a character who everyone thought was vegetarian.
Every Thursday for the last, 2 to 3 years?
I can't believe you could...
And I've got to be honest with you, James, it's the highlight of my week. I've had 4 inches of pigments inside me every Thursday, and you never knew.
Imagine that, every Thursday.
I've had 4 inches of pigments inside me every Thursday, and just, you never knew.
Yeah, she just loves sausage rolls. Thank you, Liz, for sending that one in. Next, exciting action from Animal Rescue on Channel 4. Now, they do say never work with children or animals, and here's why. There's been a terrible incident with Oscar the dog.
Welcome back to Animal Rescue Live. We are now joined by this little fella, Oscar, a positively regal King Charles Cavalier. Beautiful looking dog, no?
What's he doing, buddy? He got a little more excited than I wanted him to when he came on my knee.
Oh, Oscar.
It's a good breeze, that one.
Mm. What's he doing, buddy? He got a little more excited than I wanted him to when he came on my knee.
And finally, a classic from Carol Kirkwood on the weather. A wonderful viewer has been in touch with Carol, and she's rather taken with his turn of phrase.
Something that made me laugh this morning was, I just had a tweet from Alan in North Yorkshire who says, where he is, it's wetter than an otter's pocket. Never heard that before. Yeah, it feels really good. It made me laugh, and it is too. Good morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Riyadh, for playing Any Other Bingo today. Actually, chaos at the end. Thanks for being on.
Well, I'm soaked down to my underwear, lads.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Yes.
There you go.
Good game, everyone.
Scott Mills.
I think the clips on Any Other Bingo are getting even better. I really do.
They are. The Elton John one was extraordinary.
I'd like to hear that again, I think. It's from BBC Radio Solent and their phone-in topic from just the other day. It's been some terrible rain in the south.
We're asking today, after yesterday's torrential rain, the wettest you ever got. Sarah in East Cow says, hi, Julian, I got soaked through to my underwear at an Elton John concert. The puddles were ankle-deep.
OK, good. More bingo next week.
Scott Mills.
You always like a kind of recommendation for new Instagram accounts to follow, don't
totally,
you?
Totally, yeah.
You really do. There really is something for everyone on there, isn't there?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Of course.
Something for everyone. Do you ever see someone and think to yourself, they have got really attractive armpits?
No. No. I never even thought of that being a sort of notable feature.
It's not really... Not for me anyway, and let me know if you're different, anyone out there. It's not really a feature that I look for or that I notice particularly.
But what are you describing here? Are you describing the way the armpit hair is? So is it like, I don't know, Brazilian or like, what are you talking about here?
You have a Brazilian on your armpits?
No, I've never thought of that. But when you're talking about sexy armpits, what I'm imagining here is sort of different grooming formations under the arm.
No, there's a new Instagram account, and I know you're going to follow it. At Male Celebrity Armpits. And there's got everyone on there.
It's not sounding appealing
no,
at the moment.
No, it's fine. Totally suitable for work. Nick Jonas on there. James Franco. Justin Bieber. Idris Elba. Literally all the celebrity armpits.
But it's
on.
Just them arms up, is it?
It's just a bit weird.
And how did you come across this?
Just saw it online.
You're like, yes.
No, I know, because I don't get it.
Armpits, why, yes.
No, not armpits, yes.
Do they seem inviting?
No, not in any way. It's just a bit weird.
Scott Mills.
I'm in a real kind of Friday mood today.
Same.
But it's not. But it's not.
But it's not Friday. And I don't know why, I've just suddenly hit a ridiculously good mood.
You've gone all reflective. This normally happens about 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday.
I was just saying that I think it's really cool, some of the stuff that we've got up to, Scott. And I think sometimes you forget how many ridiculous things that we've done through this show. And it just goes on and we do some of this stuff and then maybe it gets forgotten a little bit. And I don't know why, I just hit this zone where I was like, this is really cool.
Right.
This is really cool what
yeah.
we do.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Like, we're lucky.
We are lucky. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just suddenly came over you, this like huge wave
yeah,
of positivity.
Good. What's wrong with that?
No, I like it.
I said, let's go.
Yeah. You show me. Scott Mills. Bangers at 2:40.
I need to get it back today. I really do. 3-0 down. It's not ideal.
Any news from that hotel in Ibiza yet?
No, they still have some of the stuff that I left behind when I left in a hurry because I nearly missed my plane, mm-hmm. including your card from that. That supermarket.
Shop. Yeah. Only got that card last week and have managed to lose it already thanks to you.
Well, I was using it in the sort of the light by the lights. You know where you can put a card in there? You don't just need to use the hotel room key to run
yeah,
the
well,
electricity.
I offered it
so I could
you.
Try. I know, and you did, and you said try this and it works, and I was well happy. But the problem is I left in a hurry. And now they're refusing to post it.
I told someone after the show yesterday about that trick of putting any card in to make the lights and the aircon work or whatever when you're on holiday. Blew his mind. He was like, what do you mean, any card? I'm like, yeah,
any card. Yeah,
any card.
As long as it fits.
Any kind of like credit card style credit card, that size. Any card.
Prob's not allowed.
Probably not allowed, but it does work.
But it does work.
So what's the latest then? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all at the moment.
Reclaiming my time.
I will get round to it at some point.
Reclaiming my time.
I'm never going to get it back, am I?
No. That's the truth.
Shall I just order another one?
I think so, yes.
Okay, amazing.
Reclaiming my time. Scott
Mills. Someone says you can use a card, but a bit of cardboard as well. I wouldn't trust that. Use a card to put it in the key thing.
Yeah. It, just like any of those loyalty cards.
I tell you what, you're also the sort of person who does put the toilet paper in the toilet and not in the bin in Greece, aren't you?
You are. Honestly, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like, never sat right with me.
Why am I going to put that in the bin?
Just something doesn't feel right about that.
But they tell you not to, and there's a bin provided.
No, I know. And then cockroaches appear through the floors. It's happened.
You're such a rebel. Scott Mills. It's not a bad idea from Andre. You know, we were talking about letters of complaint recently on the show. We should write a letter of complaint using some posh and fancy words expressing about our feelings regarding them not being very helpful in the hotel in Ibiza.
That's true. Yeah, they won't like that.
Should we write a strongly worded letter?
Oh, God, I just can't be bothered.
No, I know. I knew you were going to say that. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. You love a complaint, but you can't be bothered putting the time in to do it.
I like the idea of a complaint. I could probably write if I was really angry, but I'm not mad about the situation.
No, it's my waitress
card. It's your
card. It's so preventing me from getting a free coffee every day.
Poor you.
The little things, Chris. Hello, Denzel.
Hello, right, Scott.
All right, where are you? Where are you?
I'm in Plymouth.
In Plymouth, and what's going on in Plymouth?
Just a bit of plasterboard in today.
Okay, and you're off to some festival or something soon, aren't you?
No, I'm going to go watch the British Championship fireworks tonight.
Where's
cool.
that?
Whoa, that sounds fun.
In Plymouth.
Oh, okay. What happens there then? Just a lot of fireworks?
Yeah, basically there's about three or four companies shoot those fireworks in the sky.
That's
really
awesome.
Good, isn't it? Actually, really good last year.
That's well good. So it's like a dance-off, but with fireworks. So they're kind of competing.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I mean, everyone's a winner in that situation.
Oh, yeah, basically. It's really good. You should come down one year.
Don't Love you think to. That fireworks should just be reserved for November, though?
Yeah, I reckon.
I do find it weird. There's a shop right near me that just sells fireworks all year round. It's like, who's doing that in March?
Mm.
Right, here's what I've got for you today, Denzel, on the bangers.
Like a bit of Justin
and Snoop with Signs. Look at his face.
That's fine.
Look at his face. 3-0 down. We've got you now, haven't we? We've got you now, haven't
no,
we?
No, we haven't got me now. You old.
So Signs by
Denzel,
JT and Snoop.
You can have that, or you can really help a brother out here. You can have my choice today, which is Wretch 3-2 Tractor.
Oh, I don't know, you're
going
to have to choose now.
Big tune.
Oh. This is a big decision.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm going to have to go for Tractor.
Are
yes.
you?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Brilliant.
Okay. that was close. I ride speed, beat and beat like a tractor. I ride speed, beat like a train. Choo choo, go hard, go faster. Stack peas every day. I ride speed, beat and beat like a tractor. I ride speed, beat like a train. Choo choo, down the rock and roll. More women, more rock and roll. Yes, that's a good one. Tractor, Retro 2, winning today's bangers. Oh, you're safe. You're safe.
Yeah, trousers down another week.
Yeah.
It's the forfeit if you get a five balling.
Hey, that fireworks thing tonight in Plymouth, someone says the company that wins the British Championships gets rewarded by being allowed to do the firework display in London on New Year's Eve.
That's pretty cool, if true.
That is cool, if true. Also, someone else says, and this is true, you know that track, Registry 2, Jane Stockton's been on. Do you remember when... the guy met a girl in a nightclub and called this show to say he was marrying her the next day and he was walking down the aisle to Tractor by Rex 32. That did happen. Scott Mills. Must have sounded needy then, because even people who work here are going, yes, it's a very good song. Producer of The Breakfast Show just been on going, yes, it's great. Thanks very much, Will. That was Jaded in the Morning on BBC Radio 1. It's a tune, says Nikki, in Gloucester. It's basically 212 by Azealia Banks, says Scott. Someone says, is it that song? You know, but it goes, I buy you a drink at 4 in the morning. Is it the same as... A Pizza Hut, a Pizza Hut.
No, I think it sounds a little bit like, do you remember that Mason Exceder song? Oh, you know that. One, two, three, four.
So you're saying it's basically, you're saying it's early 2000s, that's what
no,
you're saying.
No, I'm not.
So
I love that song. Listen, I've told you a number of times, I think this is one of the better ones you've chosen.
Thank you. What a backhanded compliment. It is. It's one of my favourite picks, that.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, it's Luke from Hillside Festival.
Hello, Luke. Have we spoken before?
Yes. Last Monday, we were on. You read out my email to Jaguar Skills.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You're the lads doing your own festival.
Yeah. The festival at the moment, we're planning to do the 19th of August, but we've actually said to Jaguar Skills that we changed the date for him. I don't know if many big festivals do that, but yeah. That's what we're planning to do.
If you didn't hear this, here's a bit of a reminder from last week's show of what the email to Jaguar Skills entails.
But then the problem is with this running order, you've then put 7 p.m. Jag Skills, 8 p.m. Jag Skills, 9 p.m. Jag Skills, 10 p.m. Jag Skills, 11 p.m. Firework extravaganza. That goes on for an hour. 12 a.m. Scott, Jag Skills.
Right, still
1 a.m. Jag Skills.
Uh-huh.
2 a.m. Jag Skills back to back with me.
So that was on last week's show.
So you're still pursuing Jaguar Skills?
Yeah, we want to get our headliner, definitely.
So have you had any contact with Jaguar Skills?
So after the radio interview went out, he put out a tweet saying that you wanted to get in touch with us. He called us the DIY Ninjas. And yeah, we went with it. So we've messaged him. He said he had a gig meeting, I think it was last Wednesday, and we haven't heard anything since.
Oh, so it's gone a bit quiet.
This is a classic situation. Like, obviously, in the kind of excitement of being on Radio 1, people do promise things sometimes.
Can we step in here and maybe progress this a bit?
Yeah, I'd love you too. That'd be amazing.
I've DJed the same night as Jaguar Skills once. So I've got an old number for him,
right,
if we would like to give it a call.
The thing is, Luke, as you're probably aware, because he's your favourite DJ, Jaguar Skills doesn't actually speak. Well, he must speak, because otherwise how does he communicate with other people? But he's very secretive. His voice is never heard. You know, he obviously dresses like a ninja with the mask and all that, so you never hear his voice.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't quite know how we're going to do this.
Well, what I can do is I can call from my mobile, maybe, and I can speak to Jaguar Skills for you, but it will mean that, like, I'm in the middle. I can be like a interpreter.
Okay. Well, that'll work, because we can't call him through the system, because obviously not allowed
to
hear his
voice. No one's allowed to hear his voice.
Okay, we'll do that then, and see what he's saying.
Okay. Calling now.
I hope we can help, Luke.
Bear with. Ring, ring. Jaguar Skills. Oh, brilliant. So this is the right number for you. It's Chris Stark. I don't know if you remember me. We DJ'd once on the same night. This is really a hard one to explain, but we're live on Radio 1 at the moment. We're on Radio 1 at the moment, and we're speaking to someone that's tried to book you for a festival that they're doing called, let me just find out the name of it. Scott's here as well.
Luke?
Hillside Festival.
Hillside Festival.
It's called Hillside Festival. They want you to DJ for like 10 hours, so you're not allowed to talk on the radio from what we remember. So I'm going to act as a translator for this phone call. Is that okay? Brilliant. Right. Okay. So,
say to Jaguar Skills that he's already tweeted them about the festival, but then they've heard nothing since.
Jaguar Skills, the boys from this festival have tweeted you, but have heard nothing since. He says no.
Right. Are there any plans for him to make an appearance at the festival?
He says he only normally does 45 minutes to an hour. So that would be... am I right in thinking that would be a bit too much, Jake Whiskers? It's a little bit too long, he says.
You can organise breaks for him if you like.
Luke says they can organise breaks. Jake Whiskers, if you can't do the festival for 10 hours, is there anything at all that you can suggest that can help these guys out?
It's the weirdest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Well, that would be potentially awesome if you could do that.
Share it.
Let me just catch the guys up on this.
What?
So what Jaguar Skills is offering here is saying he can't do 10 hours, but he's keen to get involved in this festival.
Right.
So what he's willing to do is sort of 10 hours worth of music in a sort of mini mix, which would be 5 minutes long.
What? So he's going to do 10 hours of songs in 5 minutes?
He's saying he's willing to do every song on his laptop in 5 minutes. I'm sort of intrigued.
Yes. So, Luke, is that fine?
Well, yeah, we're going to take it.
Okay. I don't. Well, that's all you've got. So, take it. Say thank you very much, and it's a yes.
Jack Whiskers, that sounds amazing. We'll 100% take you up on that if that's okay. Adios to you. Bye then, bye.
That was weird. That was so weird. Luke, how do you feel?
Jaguar Skills is offering you a 5-minute mini mix for free.
You have got Jaguar Skills at your...
You can put it on the poster.
At your festival.
Oh, I can put it on the poster. Well,
I don't know, actually.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Probably aren't allowed to do that.
You can probably put mini mix by Jaguar Skills.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you, Scott.
And when we have the mix, I'll let you know.
Brilliant.
All right, good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Yesterday, Chris picked a fantasy football team for me, made up of the most attractive players he could find, because he thinks that'll keep me interested.
Well, that's kind of how you instructed me to pick your team.
And they're called Yas FC. And hundreds of you have been getting involved.
We basically set up a league, and I just thought a few people might want to get involved, but loads of people have now signed up to this league. I tweeted a link to the code if anyone does want to join this league. Now, the thing is, Scott, I'm just interested to see how well you do with your team compared to everyone else who's probably taken it quite seriously.
And actually knows about football.
Because, I mean, some of your players are in there, but some of them are injured.
Oh.
So won't be scoring any points, because you're learning how this fantasy football thing works now, right?
Yeah, I didn't
They get
know.
Points if they play and if they score, and obviously if you're injured, you can't do either.
Slight problem with the name that's just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Do you remember, because we say Yas a lot, there is, we found a small town in Australia called Yas.
Oh, yeah.
And they even have a radio station.
Songs you can sing along to.
Songs you can sing along to.
Yas FM 100.3.
I also found out that they do have a Yas FC football club.
Oh, so it looks like this is the official Yas FC's fantasy football.
So I'm just concerned that that name's already been used.
Ah, well, we've got it now.
And also, unless someone tells them, no one's going to tell Yas, are they?
No, that's true. I think it's fine that we have that one. I'm so excited for the football to start this weekend. I know it started in some of the leagues, but I mean, Premier League back this weekend. Excited.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.